This is in fact the problem, and the new intergovernmental conference tried to solve it, that Commission, Council and European Parliament will change their composition and their powers. So institutional reform is in the process at this moment, and we will see if this solution will be in the direction of higher effectiveness and more transparency. We will see.
Is our accession date of 2003 realistic? Will the institutions be prepared for enlargement?
I don't think that institutional preparedness will be the biggest obstacle towards enlargement and towards Czech Republic accession. I think the problem is more if there will be compromise connected with the free flow of persons and free flow of services and capital. This will be problems in specific issues. Not only Czech Republic, but also the EU must be prepared, and I hope that until 2003 or 4 will be prepared from both sides.
Is there a danger that after the European Union has so many members, there will be more severe conflicts between the individual members?
I don't think so severe conflicts, but there can be pragmatic conflicts connected with the free flow of labor, and this is connected with the interests of Germany, Austria, which feel a little dangerous situation that their labor market is not prepared for competitiveness of Czech cheaper labor. And it's understandable.
What role or position do you see for the Czech Republic and other nations of Eastern Europe after enlargement? Is there a danger of kind of second-class membership or two-speed Europe?
Two-speed Europe or more flexible Europe is maybe better for accommodation of different specific interests. It can be that Czech Republic will not be in the first group or will not be part of some specific activities in different processes. Czech Republic will be one of many members of the European Union.